A climate activist from Boulder has died after setting himself on fire Friday evening outside of the U.S. Supreme Court building. 50-year-old Bruce Nguyen died from his injuries Saturday morning. Bruce was a Buddhist climate activist linked to Boulder's Shambhala Center. At least one of Bruce's friends has suggested his death not so much a suicide as it was a self-immolation to call attention to political inaction on climate change. Bruce timed his death to occur on Earth Day. He left a cryptic comment referring to a fire on April 22nd of 2022 on his Facebook page, but no known message to clarify his reasons for setting himself on fire. Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forests have enacted Stage 1 fire restrictions in Clear Creek, Boulder, and Canyon Lakes Ranger Districts. In a Friday afternoon press release, the Forest Service cited continued drying and warm weather conditions, as well as recent wildfires, as the cause behind the restrictions. Stage 1 fire restrictions disallows fire outside of metal or concrete fire pits, smoking, using explosives, and more. Violation of these restrictions could result in a fine of $5,000 for an individual or $10,000 for an organization and even imprisonment. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Paley instated similar restrictions late last week. Rent stabilization was removed from House Bill 1287, otherwise known as the Mobile Home Parks Bill, after Governor Polis threatened to veto the bill. KGNU's Jada Rodriguez has more.
Rent stabilization was removed from House Bill 1287, otherwise known as Mobile Home Parks Bill, after Governor Polis threatened to veto the bill. Sponsors of the bill said that Polis threatened to veto the bill if creators did not remove language that limited rent control. Sponsors say language to prohibit a landlord from increasing mobile home rent 3 percentage points or a number that exceeds inflation rates was at the heart of the bill. Critics worried that it could be the first step towards statewide rent control. For KGNU, this is Jada Rodriguez.
The Colorado House of Representatives has advanced a bill that would create harsher penalties for the possession and distribution of fentanyl. KGNU's Ariana Proctor has more.
House Bill 1326 would increase the criminal penalties for possessing more than 1 gram of fentanyl, up from a misdemeanor for 4 grams. Fentanyl is a powerful synthetic opioid linked to record high increases in fatal overdoses. Opposition to the bill has mostly come from lawmakers who have raised concerns about using incarceration to address a public health problem.
Governor Jared Polis and Attorney General Phil Weiser favored a zero-tolerance stance because of fentanyl strength and presence in other controlled substances. Anecdotal evidence indicates many fatal overdoses involving fentanyl came as the result of drug supply contamination.
Critics of HB 1326, including Representatives Leslie Herod, Jennifer Bacon, and Mike Wiesman, say it could lead to increased felony drug prosecutions, including for people unknowingly in possession. Harm reduction advocates say the harsher penalties would also criminalize people with drug dependencies while doing nothing to address the root issue. The bill is now awaiting a final vote in the House. For KGNU, I'm Ariana Proctor.
A Starbucks location in Superior has become the first in Colorado to successfully unionize. Workers at the Starbucks off Colton and Rock Creek Parkway received the news Friday afternoon. The unionization effort at Starbucks locations nationwide has gathered momentum rapidly over the past few months, with workers around 30 locations having voted to unionize. Workers at another 5 Starbucks locations in Colorado are in the midst of organizing for union representation. A water main break flooded 8 blocks in northwest Denver on Saturday morning, partially submerging cars and approaching front doors. Denver Water spokesperson Travis Thompson told the Denver Post it took several hours to stop the flood because they had to shut off dozens of valves in the area. The water receded Sunday afternoon, but 2 blocks remained without water service. No boil advisories were put in place in the area. Denver Water also sent crews to speak with local residents about damages and to pump water out of homes. Residents can file claims directly with Denver Water or work with their homeowner's insurance. The national weather forecasts it to be mostly sunny with a high of 55 degrees today. Sunny conditions are expected from 8 to 11 a.m. and mostly cloudy conditions are expected to start around 3 p.m. Tonight will be in the mid-30s with a low cloud cover. Tomorrow is looking to be a little more warm, with a high of 74 degrees and partial sunshine. Outside the Boulder studio, it is currently 36 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Ellie Stuckrath.